Rooftop solar has been on the rise for much of the last decade.
Solar power is becoming increasingly cheaper, and the cost of producing energy from the sun is essentially at par right now with fossil fuel.
Madhav Marate is a computer scientist at Virginia Tech.
I think we all agree that fossil fuel has a large carbon footprint. Solar energy has substantially smaller carbon footprint, and this would have a positive impact on sustainability and environmental pollution.
Marate is with Tech's Biocomplexity Institute, which gathers data and studies it to find patterns in how humans and systems function. He's working on a project to find ways to increase rooftop solar in rural Virginia.
This particular project is being funded by the Department of Energy. We are also working with a consortium of small operators that manage rural grids across the country, who have a lot of interest in trying to modernize their grid, try to use more and more solar as a part of the mix in their grids.
But when it comes to making the shift to solar, it's more than just clouds that get in the way. Not every rooftop is right for renewable energy production. Installation can be costly and time-consuming, and some people just don't want the panels on their roofs.
So the method that we are trying to follow, which has been used in social sciences, is to see whether folks start adopting the technology because their friends, their neighbors, their family members start adopting. It's well understood in social sciences that oftentimes people are willing to change their behavior when their peers change their behavior. And the peers could be neighbors, friends, other family members. And we hope that a similar phenomena can be put at play when adopting these solar panels in Virginia.
That method may have played a role in some areas of the state where early adopters consider rooftop solar a no-brainer.
So there's been this really nice grassroots leadership that's really, really had an impact.
Billy Weitzenfeld is executive director of the Association of Energy Conservation Professionals in Floyd.
And we have this bottom-up that's working really well, but we don't have much top-down. I mean, we don't. So utilities can provide that sort of top-down leadership, then that's a role they can play. And quite literally overnight, we could change the entire direction of this country in terms of energy use.
But utilities in Virginia and all over the country have been slow to embrace what's called net metering, a program first signed into law by President Jimmy Carter in 1978 that requires them to buy electricity from independent producers. Appalachian Power has just 750 customers in its program in southwestern Virginia. John Chepelwich is spokesman for AEP.
Most of those people own the solar arrays. Some of them lease them from a manufacturer that supplies the production and upkeep and all that stuff.
Those numbers are growing steadily but slowly in Virginia. Still, the U.S. Department of Energy is preparing for a large increase in electricity heading to the grid from rooftop and other remote producers around the country. This year, it earmarked several million dollars to update it for that purpose. But DOE could face a 6% cut in President Trump's 2018 budget, the deepest cuts focused on slashing clean energy programs by some 70%. I'm Robbie Harris.